Well, boys and girls, I thought it'd be nice to sing a wee chorus today, and we'll sing it, but I'm going to tell you a wee story first, kids. It's a wee story about a broken pot. In fact, there was two pots in the story. One pot wasn't broken, the other was broken. And this wee story is from the land of India, because the people out in India, lots of them don't have a tap in their kitchen at home, and they can't just go in when the weather's really hot and turn on the nice cold water tap and take a glass of water. They can't do that. They've got to go to the well or even maybe the river, and sometimes it's an old dirty river, to get their water. And so they go with like a big pole, and on either end of the pole there's two pots, just clay pots. And there's a story of a wee man in India. He was going one day to get his water. So he got water into one pot, the pot that was fine, it wasn't broken, and it held the water all the way home. But the other pot, it was cracked and chipped and broken. And by the time the wee man got home, the water was half gone, the pot was half empty. And the wee pot started to talk. The wee broken pot started to talk to the man when he got home and said, "Sir, I'm really sorry that I'm broken, and that the water half of the water that you got at the well, that it's I can't hold it, and I've lost half of it because I'm cracked and I'm broken." And you see, the wee pot had been broken for a long time. And all the time as it went with the man to the river and brought the water back, it only could hold half the water that it was supposed to hold. And it felt really bad, children. And so it apologized to the man, and it was always saying sorry to the man. But then one day the wee Indian man, he turned around and he said, wee broken pot, have you not noticed all the flowers along your side of the road? See, when I saw that you were broken and you were cracked, I planted flowers. I got some flower seeds and I planted them along your side of the road. And you see, you're worried and you're sad because you're broken and you think you're no good. But all the while, you've been watering the wee seeds along the side of the road. Do you not see the flowers, the beautiful flowers, because of your brokenness? Boys and girls, there's a wee lesson and a wee moral for us today, because sometimes the old devil comes to us and he says, "You're no good, you're a rubbish Christian. You know what the devil sometimes says to me? He says, "You're not even a Christian at all. Because look at all your faults, you're silly, you're stupid. Look at all the mistakes you've made. You're no good to Jesus." Maybe he says that to you, and maybe he gets you down sometimes, children. Well, just remember that the Lord can use broken things. Oh, I could tell you today about the time whenever the lovely Lord Jesus took the bread, the loaves from the wee boy's lunch, and it says he broke the wee loaves, and then he fed 5,000 people with them. Broken bread. Oh, I could tell you today about... Well, while we're talking about broken pots, what about a man called Gideon? And there was one day Gideon was in a battle, and he and his army, they had to break the pots, and the light shone out. And then what about the lovely, wonderful Lord Jesus when he died on the cross? His body was broken, his holy body, so that we could be saved. Jesus loves to use broken things. He loves to take people. He loves to take boys and girls who think they're no good, and he loves to do great things through them. There's a lovely verse in the Bible. Listen to it. These words were written by Paul, and Paul knew that he was a very broken person. And this is what Paul said: "God hath chosen the weak things of this world." God hath chosen the weak things of the world. God has chosen you, children, to do great things for him. I believe it with all my heart. He has a plan for you boys and girls as you grow older, and even now, to serve him and to do great things for him. So don't you get downhearted, don't you get down the dumps if you feel like the wee broken pot losing the water, because you're actually watering the flowers, aren't you?